Hey there, Stardusties. We should be about 2 weeks into the new year, if I'm a good noodle. And I thought it was time for another near-death experience. So today on
Star Queen Paranormal,
we'll be discussing the near-death experience
of Nancy Rines.
This one is pretty cool. You might want to stay tuned, little Stardusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Every day that makes you say, hey!
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Salutations, little Stardusties. Tis I, your interdimensional cosmic baggage. Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary. Space pirate and queen of stars. I am Exy. And as I was saying in the teaser, it's about time for another near-death experience episode. I'm not going to get personal or too personal here, but the new year greeted me with a lot of death and reopened a lot of trauma for me. Hearing about near-death experiences and the possibility that something is out there on the other side waiting for us. Sometimes those kinds of stories bring me comfort. But before we get into that, let me tell you some spiritual stuff on the number 33. It's been a long few weeks, folks. I forgot how many episodes I've done. And 33 is going to be one of those good ones, because repeating numbers usually are. Angel number 33 is considered a master number, the master teacher. Angel number 33 resonates with the energies of compassion, blessings, inspiration, honesty, discipline, bravery, and courage. The number 33 tells us that all things are possible, and to live your life with joy, passion, and purpose, as this will manifest your true desires. Do you hear that, Stardusties? That's the sound of your terrible tarot being shuffled.
Your destiny awaits!
And your terrible tarot cards for today are
the Devil,
the Tower. And your last card, two came out. So the Two of Cups and the Seven of Swords in reverse. Doesn't normally happen here.
You heard it here first, folks. Star Queen Paranormal
is doing a terrible tarot reading. Two cards jumped out. Actually, that might have happened before. Maybe I'm having a little bit of deja vu. But anyway,
gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards.
And today's terrible tarot reading. It seems you've recently gone through what I'm getting as a dark moment. Perhaps you've faced addictions, or you realized that maybe you're codependent, but there's an aspect of you that you see is not very good, and you've had a recent change in perspective about yourself. The cards are saying that you should not be afraid to reach out and look for help in changing your ways. But it's also cautioning you not to reach out for help in a sneaky way. You should be open and honest with whatever bad habit you're trying to break. I'm getting that perhaps you're afraid of being seen as sneaky or really careful with your emotions. And the cards are urging you to let down those walls. Now you have the Queen of Wands on the bottom of the deck, which to me symbolizes that you are creative you are handsome or beautiful or you look stunning, whatever applies to you. And you're very capable, very creative. You're full of fiery energy. So if you let down your walls, you might just find the people helping you break out of these bad habits see you for the fiery, amazing person that you truly are.
And that was truly terrible.
However, you should check out Patreon, because someday I will go back to posting extras on Patreon. I have had an interesting couple of weeks, and it's been very busy, very productive, but not for the Star Queen paranormal community, unfortunately. So my episodes are actually further behind than they normally are, even though I gave myself a vacation. But bear with me, my little Stardusties. I wouldn't leave you in the dust. And we will find our way back on track. Because I love you, little Stardusties. And I am so grateful for all the fans that reach out. I didn't realize my voice was so beloved. But I am glad it is. So today's story is a bit long. And it's okay. I like long stories. But I think I'm going to skip over the headline for today. And I'm going to skip over my dear friends and their podcast, Listen to Shamblefest. But I would like to start sharing channeled messages with you guys instead of quotes from whatever I feel like quoting. I'll probably go back and forth between the two. But today is a brand new thing! And I think I'm comfortable enough in my spiritual journey, or whatever you believe, to start sharing channeled messages with you all. Now remember, kiddos, this is for entertainment purposes only. But today's channeled message, actually it's not from today. I had this written down September 1st, 2022. Only by recognizing ourselves in everything do we truly start to become one with everything. And that was your random channeled message for today. This is the moment where you would hit the pause button so you can run and get your juice and crackers or pizza rolls before the main event. I like having a little bumper here for you guys, Stardusties. And now for the main event.
Now, we've covered near-death experiences before, and some of the more commonly reported experiences in these near-death experiences are a sense of awareness of being dead, a sense of peace, well-being, and painlessness, out-of-body experiences, the tunnel experience, an intense feeling of unconditional love and acceptance, encountering beings of light or beings dressed in white. Also, sometimes it's being reunited with deceased loved ones. Receiving a life review, which is like the concept of one's life flashing before their eyes. And suddenly finding oneself inside one's body, like coming back. And those are just a few of the more commonly described events that happen during a near-death experience. The near-death experience of Nancy Rhines ticks a few of these boxes. For months before her near-death experience, Nancy Rhine said that she could feel a shift coming. In fact, for several weeks before her near-death experience, she said that she had a repeating dream that she was surrounded with a swarm of butterflies, and they were fluttering all around her. She said the dreams were so vivid that she could feel the flapping of their wings against her skin. But Nancy hadn't put much thought into the meaning of these dreams. Not really. She was a self-proclaimed atheist, a geologist, a very science-minded person. However, on the morning of January 3rd, 2014, Nancy said that she heard a voice in her head telling her that maybe she shouldn't run her errands today. She just got the feeling that even though she had so much to do, maybe she should skip it for that day. But Nancy's logic kicked in, because she needed to accomplish these tasks, and that need outweighed her intuitive voice, or whatever it was, telling her to stay home. Nancy jumped on her bike. As she approached a newly paved roundabout, Nancy describes remaining vigilant of the cars approaching the circle. When she was confident that the cars were slowing down as they approached, Nancy continued to bike along the roundabout, the circle. Suddenly, she was struck by a white SUV. As Nancy desperately clung to the SUV, she tried to get the driver's attention. That's when she noticed the driver's eyes focused on her phone. The driver was texting and had not noticed that she had hit Nancy and her bike. Nancy said she tried to grab onto something, anything, to prevent falling off. But inevitably, Nancy fell. Nancy describes hitting the pavement and hearing a loud pop as she did. That's when Nancy said her consciousness split into two. Part of Nancy was struggling beneath the SUV, trying to avoid the back tires, grabbing onto anything just to survive. She described even being snagged by her backpack belt buckle that was across her chest, and the vehicle dragging her. The other half of Nancy was watching everything unfold from about 50 to 70 feet away. This half of Nancy was peaceful. This half of Nancy was assuring her that everything would be okay, and that this was supposed to happen. Nancy's body was dragged for about 75 feet. In fact, the only reason the SUV even stopped was because the car behind them had purposely taken a wrong turn on the roundabout to get the texting driver's attention, and stopped the vehicle as it was dragging Nancy. Nancy said that as soon as the car stopped, her survival instincts kicked in, and her instinct was telling her to get up and run for her life. Fortunately, a woman named Annie, who claimed to be a trauma nurse, ran out and stopped Nancy from trying to get up. She rushed to Nancy's side and told her to lie still and wait for help. Nancy said later that she found out if she had gotten up, it could have killed her. Her spine and bones were in such bad condition that her spine would have collapsed and her neck would have snapped. The trauma nurse Annie stayed at Nancy's side, spoke to police, and then seemingly vanished. Nobody at the scene could ever figure out what car Annie had come from. And the Boulder County District Attorney's Office even conducted a search for Annie that lasted about 6 months so that they could try and thank her. They searched nearby trauma units, but they were never able to find anyone matching Annie's description. Annie seemingly didn't exist. Had she just been someone there at the right place at the right time? Or was she sent to that exact scene as a helper for the grand scheme of things, the bigger picture? Nancy said that as soon as EMT stabilized her, that's when her consciousness snapped back into one consciousness, and she was there in her body, fully experiencing the immense amount of pain she was having. Nancy was rushed to the hospital. As she was waiting for life-saving surgery, that's when she said she just felt like she knew she was going to die. As they put her under to perform surgery, she said that this time something felt different from her previous surgeries. Nancy remembers that she woke up in a field. She said it was a gorgeous meadow with a sky so blue, but the blue was different than our normal blue sky. It was almost pearly. And then she stood up, which surprised her because she was very aware how badly her body was injured. She described a bright white light all around her. Nancy said that this was different than a hallucination or a dream. In fact, it was exceedingly lucid, according to Nancy. She said she observed the environment around her. There were rolling, gentle hills, and she sat for a bit, realizing she probably died during surgery. She wasn't really sure how long she had been there, but then she began to remember that when she was younger, she was taught that atheists were supposed to go to hell, and this place didn't seem like hell. She thought, "Why am I here? Why not hell?" Suddenly, an answer came from all around her. "Welcome home," she heard. She says she could feel waves of peace and unconditional love coming from a source outside of her, but being sent within her. Something about the waves and the feeling of unconditional love seemed really familiar, and Nancy said she knew that this place was her real home. Eventually, a woman seemed to appear out of nowhere. She told Nancy that she was her teacher to help her learn what she needed to learn to continue her life back on Earth. "I don't want to go back," Nancy told the teacher. Her teacher gently told her that she had already agreed to it before she was born as Nancy. Nancy started to say that she couldn't remember it. But in the air around her, images appeared of her deciding on what she wanted to experience in this lifetime. She had agreed to turn away from spirituality and even set up 3 different points in her life in which she was supposed to turn back to spirituality. The first was an incident in her teens, but she did not turn back to spirituality. The second was after the death of her father, but she pushed that away as well. The third point in her life that she agreed to was the accident. It was the third opportunity to restore herself to her spiritual life. After the visions appeared around her, the rest of her spiritual teachers appeared around her. Several people. Nancy came to understand that the agreements you made when you are born are not like breaking a contract in our reality, where you agree to something and if you don't do it, you get sued. Rather, the agreement you make before you're born, you agree to do these things. And you have free will to decide not to do these things, but eventually cycles will repeat until you do the things that you agreed to do. So you're going to have to do them eventually. Nancy agreed to learn whatever it was that she needed to learn. And one of the first things she learned was that this meadow wasn't even the ultimate reality. She discovered it was like a decompression space. A space for souls to come to calm down when they first died. In this space, people will see what resonates with them and brings them comfort. For Nancy, she found comfort in nature. So the hills and the meadow and the grass, the landscape, were all made for her. Because nature is what comforted her. She also noticed that the landscape would fade to gray behind her. And that was part of her learning that this was a specific construct just for Nancy. Her teacher taught her about love and gratitude. And how we are all one. And Nancy said that in this space, even the interactions with the environment were different. She said she could touch a flower, and it would move and dance and sparkle. The same would happen if she touched a tree. Nancy said that this place felt more real than our own world. In fact, this feels like the dream. There felt like reality. She said eventually she came to a pond, and she knew what the pond was. She knew that pond was where her life review was coming. Nancy was told to touch the surface of the pond, and when she did, the surface rippled, and the ripples turned into scenes from her life, like memories. But as she focused on different scenes, it was as though she was sucked into the memories, and she relived those moments as though she were the people she interacted with. In one memory, she replayed a conversation with her sister as though she were her sister this time, and she felt how her words made her sister feel and the trauma that came along with it. Nancy had no idea from her original perspective. In another memory, she thanked a busy cashier and wished her happy holidays on a particularly rough day for this cashier. Nancy originally thought it was just a small, kind gesture, but having experienced the kind gesture from the cashier's perspective, Nancy learned what she didn't know was that the employee was having a rough day. But because Nancy stopped and gave her a few moments of kindness, however small it seemed, it prevented this employee from being grouchy with her family that evening, and she was able to have a wonderful night wrapping presents with her children. Nancy's small kind gesture made a huge difference in this cashier's life. Nancy said the life review was very impactful. Before Nancy was sent back to our reality, Nancy's teacher gave her some predictions for the future, signposts to validate this experience was real. Nancy's teacher described how her current relationship was going to end, important people she was supposed to meet, important life events, and even a few global events that would validate her experience on the other side. So Nancy knew that it was real, and that Nancy was continuing in the right direction. The teacher gave her some healing energy to her shoulder, clavicle, and sternum, and mentioned to Nancy that she might want to share what she learned on the other side with others. Then Nancy woke up. She was in an immense amount of pain. What felt like months in the other reality was actually equal to Nancy flatlining for only 2 minutes. But she woke up shouting to be with her friends. I want to go back. I want to see my friends. I want to go back there. Her shouting, when she woke up, baffled the nurses. A chaplain was sent to Nancy's room eventually. Nancy was confused because Nancy was sure that no one would send a chaplain. She was an atheist. But the chaplain was there in regards to Nancy's experience when she flatlined. Eventually, the chaplain explained that Nancy had a near-death experience. Later on, Nancy said that she learned that she could talk to the spirits of those who had crossed, and that the experience has made her more intuitive, possibly just better at listening to what the universe is trying to tell her. In fact, Nancy said that she learned that when she has questions, the universe would find ways to give her answers. When asked why we're here, Nancy said that she believes that we all have our own unique reasons for being here, but one of the things we're all here for is to experience love in different forms and situations. Nancy also emphasized the importance of quieting your mind to listen for answers, because we all have the capability of hearing the answers. Nancy also says that if you have someone you love who has passed on, they can hear us when we talk to them, and they can feel the love we have for them. So she encourages you to speak with them whenever you're thinking about them. Now, Nancy has a lot more insight. And she tells her own story way better. So if you're interested in learning more, she has a video that's about an hour long. Well, it's 56 minutes long. And you can find that on YouTube. Her name is Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Rynes, R-Y-N-E-S. And I apologize, I think I did mispronounce her name earlier in the episode. If you are interested in more near-death experience stories, I encourage my Stardusties to head on over to nderf.org. That's the Near Death Experience Research Foundation. And their site has several inspiring and incredible stories. If you have a story you'd like to share with us, doesn't have to be near-death experience related. We like all ilk of paranormal here. Psychic stuffs, aliens, ghosties, high magic, alchemy. You got a phone call from your deceased loved one. You experienced a glitch in the Matrix. You think your teacher is a vampire. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at StarQueenParanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at StarQueen Paranormal on Facebook and StarQueen Paranormal on Instagram. I am not very good at keeping up with either of those, but I still encourage you to check it out. Just want to help us some other way? Check out patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. Again, my patrons right now, the Patreon is currently paused. So you should not have been charged for January. I'm probably going to pause February too, just to make up for the lack of bonus content I had. But I will continue to put bonus content on there as it becomes available. And if you would like to be an exclusive Stardusty, I still encourage you to sign up with Patreon. Because the show is cool. And you're cool for wanting to help. And so, Stardusties, remember that sometimes it takes very little to be kind to someone else. Sometimes it just takes a little patience. Sometimes it takes just a willingness to forgive, or a moment to see things from their perspective. And sometimes those small acts of kindness can change the vibration of those you're interacting with. And make all the difference in the world. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Starlight! And continue existing as you would, my dude.